Hey, Gerald, how's it going?
Going well, Jerry. How you been?
Good, man. Good. Had a good weekend. Not too hot, not too cool. We've got the 4th of July Independence Day weekend coming up, so life is lovely.
That's right. Can't complain here either.
All right. Well, I know it was a big weekend. Lots of bizarre stories in the news. Time for the weekend wrap-up. What happened?
Well, we were covering a number of stories this weekend. I want to start with a fire in Wilson, a massive fire at the Bridgestone plant there. Forced them to evacuate several hundred employees. This was Saturday, around 2:30 in the afternoon. 70 firefighters worked on this to put the fire out. Apparently, it started on the second floor where rubber is mixed to make tires. 8 people were taken to the hospital for smoke inhalation. An employee and a first responder were treated and released there. A woman died and 3 others were hurt over the weekend in a 2-car crash. This was early Sunday morning on Tryon Road. It happened around 2 a.m. Police say Christopher Thompson of Raleigh crossed the center line. He hit another car head-on, killing the driver of that car, 25-year-old Brittany Phelps. Thompson and 2 of his passengers were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Thompson, of course, charged with misdemeanor death by motor vehicle. Police say speed was a factor in this crash. Had a water main break in downtown Raleigh over the weekend, causing some traffic problems. A section of road on West Street needed to be replaced. And here we are, Jerry, a month into hurricane season, and we have a storm off the Florida coast that's causing some concern. This could become the first tropical depression of the season and affect North Carolina's coast later this week. The models show Thursday or Friday as a possible arrival date for this storm. So, Jerry, it's not what you want to hear if you're planning on visiting the beach over the 4th of July weekend.
Not at all. We pray that that thing stays out in the water and doesn't affect anybody, and we can have a safe and happy Independence Day weekend and enjoy the beach.
Absolutely.
Well, Gerald, what about tonight? What are you guys going to cover tonight?
Well, we're going to continue to look into the storm. We're going to have the latest coordinates and the track of the storm. As each day goes on, we get a better idea as to where the storm is going to hit and when. It would be named Arthur if it gets to that point. And the NCAA is reopening its investigation into academics at UNC Chapel Hill. It's all coming up at 5:30 and 6.
All right. Thank you, Gerald. Have a great week and enjoy your Independence Day weekend. And we'll catch up with you next Monday.
Okay, Jerry. Thank you.